It's a Tuesday. You know what that means. It's time for the Dial-A-Doc program, sponsored by FHN. Let's head to the Imaging Services Department here at FHN on the Dial-A-Doc program. And the Director of Imaging Services,
good morning.
Katie, where am I at here? Katie Alvarado's here. That's where I'm at. Okay, Katie, good morning. Hello.
Good morning. How are you, Scott?
I'm doing great. Thanks for joining me here today. Let's talk about, this is Breast Cancer Awareness Month in October. Can you explain why breast health is such an important topic?
Absolutely. Breast cancer is a very common cancer in American women. Currently, the average risk of a woman in the United States developing breast cancer sometime in her life is nearly 13%. So this means that there's a 1 in 8 chance that you will develop breast cancer in your life. Breast cancer is sometimes found after symptoms appear, but many women with breast cancer have no symptoms. This is why regular breast screening is so important. And many types of breast cancer is very treatable, but the key is early detection. So breast cancer occurs mainly in women, but men can get it too. Many people don't realize that men have breast tissue and they can develop breast cancer. So it's very important to work closely with your primary care provider if you are a male and having concerns.
Yeah, I just saw Beyonce's father. This is, kind of put it out in the news that he just recently was diagnosed with breast cancer.
Correct. And typically in those types of scenarios, whether a male might feel a lump or they're having pain, the best thing that you can do is work with your primary care provider and they'll determine best next steps for you depending on what's going on. But it is absolutely possible.
We're talking to Katie Alvarado. She is the Director of Imaging Services at FHN and the FHN Dial-A-Doc program. Katie, what kind of tests are done at the FHN Women's Diagnostic Center?
So FHN offers a complete solution to your breast health needs. So anything from a screening digital mammogram to the next level, which would be a diagnostic digital mammogram, ultrasound of the breast, MRI of the breast, and all of the breast biopsy solutions. So those patients also that have a strong family history of breast cancer, the Women's Center also offers genetic testing. So the Women's Center collaborates very closely with the Cancer Center as well as surgical services to offer a complete continuum of care.
Katie, what about when should a woman start having the exam, the mammogram, and how often should a woman have the mammogram?
Sure, that's definitely a great question because recently guidelines have changed. So there's several different recommendations out there. I can tell you that the American Cancer Society recommends that a woman between the ages of 45 and 54 at average risk get a mammogram every year. They also say that women 55 and older should be getting a mammogram every other year. However, this is all based off of a patient's risk, and many times it's hard for a patient to determine what risk level they are. So the more straightforward approach is from the American College of Radiology, and they essentially say that starting at the age of 40, regardless of risk, you should be getting a mammogram every year. And there's definitely a lot of research out there that speaks to early detection. I was just recently reading an article published by a Harvard medical professor, and he had stated that there's more than 30,000 women diagnosed with breast cancer in the U.S. each year while still in their 40s, which just really speaks to why early detection is so important.
Wow. Katie, you mentioned that you do breast MRIs there, offered there at the center. Describe what a breast MRI is.
Sure. Breast MRI, essentially, it uses radio waves and magnets to make a very detailed picture of the inside composition of breast tissue. So FHN has a dedicated breast coil that increases our ability to capture all of the breast tissue in great detail. So when you would come in for the breast MRI, you can expect the exam will be performed while you're laying on your stomach, and that allows your breast to hang down into an opening into this coil. So that's good news. It means that the breasts are imaged without being compressed, and the technologist can definitely use pillows and different positioning aids to help make you feel comfortable.
Are there certain types of patients whom for whom the breast MRI is more reliable and better?
Sure. Breast MRI is often used in women who have already been diagnosed with breast cancer. It just really gives more dimension to help measure the size of the cancer. It looks for other tumors in the breast, and it also checks tumors in the opposite breast. But it's also used for women who are at high risk for breast cancer or have extremely dense breasts. A screening MRI may be recommended along with your yearly mammogram.
We're talking to Katie Alvarado, Director of Imaging Services at FHN and the FHN Dial-A-Doc program. Katie also mentioned genetic testing. Tell us about that.
So genetic testing could be completed if you were deemed to be at high risk for breast cancer and other cancers. There's a simple questionnaire that we have you fill out, and that determines whether or not you are at high risk and you would be a candidate for genetic testing. There are several offices throughout the FHN network that also offer genetic testing. So my best advice for you is if you feel that you may benefit from genetic testing, have that conversation with your primary care provider, and they can help get you in connection with the right resources.
Katie, I know FHN has offered mammograms without appointments now for several years. Tell us how that program works.
Sure. So we have offered the walk-in mammogram environment for several years, so no need to make an appointment ahead of time. We definitely still have that option, and it is on Wednesdays from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. We've also worked really hard with our central scheduling team to make the process to actually schedule a mammogram very simplistic and easy. So with one call to 815-599-6860, we can set you up with a time that's right for you that fits into your schedule, and it will be arranged before you hang up the phone, even if you need to be coming in within a day or two.
Katie, someone just texted in and asked the question. I know you covered it, but they must have just missed it here. The question is, ask Katie, what percent of women get breast cancer?
Sure. So the average risk of a woman in the United States developing breast cancer in their lifetime is about 13%. So about 1 in 8 women will develop breast cancer.
All right. What about bone density screening? You mentioned that as well. That's available at the Diagnostic Center as well. Tell us about this screening.
It is. A bone density screening is a very simple form of an X-ray. So it uses a very low amount of X-ray to measure the composition and strength of a bone. So this tool is very useful in determining whether or not a patient would have osteoporosis. Oftentimes it could be used to see if a certain medicine that you would be taking is efficient. It's a test where you would lie on your back and a very small arm passes over your body. The exam is very quick and it's very non-invasive.
All right. Very good. We're relating to breast cancer. Of course, Breast Cancer Awareness Month now here for October, bone density screening, and all of the services that you offer there at the FHN Women's Diagnostic Center. Katie, if anybody else has information or want to follow up here based upon what we talked about today, how can they get more information to find out more?
Absolutely. FHN.org is a fantastic resource and has plenty of information on there for patients. I would also really encourage anyone to work closely with their primary care provider for breast health and to really compose a personalized plan of what's best for your needs depending on your history and, you know, what's going on.
All right, Katie. Great job here today. Thank you very much. Let's talk again soon, all right?
All right. Thanks for your time, Scott.
All right. Katie Alvarado here today, Director of Imaging Services here today at FHN, and the preceding this morning brought to you today. They're the sponsor, FHN.